Precious Holy Spirit, please come and possess us. Let your holy thoughts and temperament and all your ways change what is left of the flesh in us. Amen. My dear ones, some of you have expressed a bit of anxiety over whether or not you will be raptured with your loved ones. I want to address those of you especially who have been fighting the good fight, especially against judgment and a bad temper. Beneath this temper are seeds of bitterness, with layers and layers of disappointment for that seed to grow into a huge, strangling vine. Some of you, dear ones, have allowed yourselves to have a seething temper and a raging attitude against others. I am telling you that unless you conquer that, you will be left behind. When you hold the sins of others against them, you build up anger and rancor. You are nourishing Satan's seed in the garden of your heart. You are feeding a monster that will choke out all that was good in you and leave you for a bitter, shriveled mess. You will not stand before God because you're clinging to the wrongs, or what you feel are the wrongs, of others. It is this way. One who holds unforgiveness in their hearts is offering a chalice of poison to the person who hurt them. But they don't drink it. You do. They go on their way with their own lives, perhaps not even knowing how you feel about them. In the meantime, that bitterness turns to poison and feeds a thriving root of bitterness that chokes out everything that is good. Have you ever met someone who is always on the edge of anger, always finding fault with others, always overreacting to situations and ranting? That person has a huge root of bitterness in their hearts that is now bearing very bad fruit. Were you abused in your childhood? Are you persecuted by those you hoped would love you? These are the weapons Satan uses to put you in bondage and ruin what could have been good in your life. Jesus demonstrated to us how to handle the Romans, who were extremely cruel to him. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." This is the posture we must have when dealing with the wounds in our lives. We cannot afford to let them fester and breed with all kinds of bacteria, making our hearts a sewer of indignation and self-righteousness. Dear ones, judgment, criticism, hatred, all of these things are like a stinky diaper. The Lord wants us to know we are dealing with people who have been broken, wounded, and never forgave their parents, their boss, etc. They carry around their hatred for everyone and open their mouths to give self-righteous judgments about others, not understanding that they themselves are turning into the same kind of person. We have an expression around here when something sounds like gossip. Ezekiel and I will pipe up and say, "Dirty diaper, leave it alone." And it works. But that's how the saints perceive it. It's a terrible stench for the cloud of witnesses standing around. It's this horrible odor. Rather, the Lord wants us to bind the brokenhearted, to pray for those who persecute us, and refrain from judging. Sure, the abuse is wrong, but don't assign motives to the other person as to why they are reacting that way. Understand that underneath is bitterness and disappointment they let grow into a huge root of bitterness, never forgiving those who hurt them. And what these people need is to know how much they're loved by the Lord. They need kindness, gentleness, understanding, and compassion. If you react to them this way, you are sidestepping Satan's deadly, bitter trap. And you are becoming more compassionate and kind, loving as Jesus loved even the Romans. Our little friend Rainbow has Jesus' heart living inside of her. She was abused but tried with all her strength to forgive and pray for them. On the other hand, she is quite human and had her own outbursts of frustration and even vengeance. But because she listened to the Lord, she knew it was wrong and she repented. When you say something derogatory to another, you are sinning. When you call names and accuse, you are sinning. When you look down on your sister or brother, you are sinning seriously. When you judge and accuse, you are sinning. God will not take those of you with these faults in the rapture. You must first overcome your bitterness and inner hatred for others. The long and short of it is that if you want to go on the rapture, if you want to make it to heaven, you must lay down all your grudges, disappointments, anger, rage, rancor, retaliation, vengeance. Lay them all down at the foot of the cross and tell Jesus, "Lord, I may not feel like forgiving, but I make an act of the will to forgive them. Lord, please help me." Mind you, the enemy will return with an invitation to hate, but you must conquer that with the love of Christ living in you. How does the love of Christ come to live in you? By repenting of your sins, asking him to come into your heart and change you, by confessing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your life belongs to him. Soon enough, he will help you forgive. How does this closeness happen with Jesus? Well, there are many ways. One is meditating on Scripture. Reading Scripture and finding something that really touches your heart, stopping there and really getting into it, meditating on that particular Scripture. Holy Spirit, when he touches your heart in that way, is drawing your attention to an aspect of God that's important for you to know. I also highly recommend what we do, which is dwelling prayer, which I talk about on the channel. We have several videos on that. It simply is the act of wooing the Lord into your life and allowing him to woo you into his heart. I have many quiet songs that talk about real feelings, like Carrie Job's song, "I Know That You Are For Me," and Julie True also has very quiet, calming songs about how much he loves you. And I do as well, like "Come to Me," "Turn to the Lord," "Be Still and Know That I Am God." How do you put a soaking list together or a dwelling prayer list together? You find the quiet, deep songs that touch your heart, bundle them all into one playlist, and then put that playlist on shuffle. I promise you, the Holy Spirit will arrange the order of those songs to speak directly to your heart in that very moment with all its worries. If you want some suggestions, please go to our website and find the list of mine that I use. Plus, I just put up the names of 184 more songs that should be on the website soon. Also, all of our dwelling songs on our music channel here on Vimeo, all of them are free to download, so please help yourself. I promise you that if you give the Lord at least 1 hour of uninterrupted time in dwelling prayer, he will take all your bitterness and rancor away. But you must dedicate yourself to getting rid of it. One day is not the answer. It is a way of life. Every day that helps you become calm and gentle, forgiving and non-judgmental. This will change your life, heart dwellers. You will find out just how much in love with you Jesus Christ really is and just how much he cares continually for you every day. "Lord, do you have something to add?" Jesus began, "What you have shared with them is a priceless gem to deliver and heal, but they must also approach me with contrition for their sins. If they spoke a word of judgment, harshness, were unkind, or harbored bad thoughts in their mind, if they looked down on others and treated them below themselves, all of this behavior must stop. You must love your brother as you love yourself. You must honor others above yourself. You must pray for them and ask me to show you how they suffer their own private hell, so that you can have compassion on their faults. And remember always, what you see as a fault in your brother may be his only fault, but what you don't see in yourself might be a huge stack of faults I have not yet revealed to you. Self-righteousness is deadly. Lashing out at others and judging them is deadly. Finding fault with others is deadly. That is, if you want to be raptured, if you want to be counted worthy. These things must stop. And I will help you if you make an honest and consistent effort. I will turn a raging bull-headed monster into a gentle and kind person, always aware of the needs of others, always patient and praying for others, understanding their pain and even caring for them in spite of the disagreements they might have with one another. Your life will change. You will love your brother as you love yourself. No matter how cruel they have been to you, you will see things from their viewpoint. Even if you think they are blind, you will at least understand. And you will come to know the vile sewer of sin you still have left in yourself hidden away. This will keep you from lifting an eyebrow at another soul. You will have contempt for yourself and patience for your brother. You will be a living saint. This is where I wish to take you. The question is this where you want to go?